All right. So, what does it mean to be right with God? What does it mean to be right with God? The world has its own answer. The world says, you are a good person if you follow the rules, work hard, and do the right things. Yeah, that's right. It would be a good person in the world's standard. But today, the Bible gives us a very different answer. It tells us that being right with God is not about what we do. It is about what we believe. Today we are going to look at three passages together, and they all point to the same truth. Faith is what makes us right with God, and faith is what brings us together as one family. Let's start in Genesis 12. God spoke to Abraham and said, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. That sounds simple, but think about what that really meant. Abraham had to leave everything he knew. His hometown, his neighbors, his family, his friends. Like us, migrants. And God did not even tell him exactly where he was going. He just said, go and I will show you. Now imagine living in Abraham's time, a couple of thousand years ago. There were no police to protect you on the road. There were no safe hotels to stay in. There were no governments watching over travelers. If you left your hometown, anything could happen. Robbers on the road, strangers who might cheat you. No one to protect you or your family. Your life was not guaranteed the moment you stepped outside your own town. Leaving home back then was not just inconvenient. It was dangerous. It was scary. It was a huge risk. But Abraham went. He packed up, took his wife Sarah, and left. Why? Because he trusted God. He believed that the one who called him would also protect him, guide him, and keep his promises. That is faith. Faith is not just a feeling in your heart. Faith shows itself through action and obedience. Abraham's obedience was the proof of his faith. And it is right there, in that moment of trust and obedience, that Abraham's great story begins. Now let's move to Romans 4. The Apostle Paul asks a very important question. How did Abraham become right with God? Was it because of all the good things he did? Paul's answer is clear, very. In verse 2, he says that if Abraham was made right by his works, he would have something to boast about. But before God, he has nothing to boast about. Think about it this way. If I work all week at my job and my boss page me on Friday or Thursday, but I'm not receiving a gift from my boss. I'm receiving what I earn. It is what I deserve. There is no grace in that. There is no faith in that. But faith is different. Faith says, I cannot earn this. I cannot deserve this. I simply trust in the one who promised it. And God, in His grace, counts that trust as righteousness. So Paul reminds us of what David wrote, that God blesses the person whose sins are forgiven, whose wrongs are covered. Not because they were perfect, not because they kept every rule, but because God, in His grace, said, I count you as righteous. I believe this is the heart of the gospel. God's promise to Abraham and to us does not come through the law. It comes through faith. Abraham believed God and God counted it to him as righteousness. And we, who share the same faith, are counted as Abraham's family. This brings me to something very close to my heart. We are a multicultural church. Absolutely. So how many nationality we have? Filipinos? Yes. And then Indian? And
convict.
Ozzy and Jackie from England. Yes.
Polish.
Okay, thank you.
Australian.
Australian, yes. Oi, 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 yes. And then Mickey from Indonesia. Amy also Indonesia.
I'm Vietnamese.
Oh, you're Vietnamese. Sorry, I didn't know about that. All right. And also Hizong. Korean, yeah.
Richard.
Where do you think I come from?
Richard, where are you come from? Germany. Oh, you're Germany.
And Jerry.
Jerry.
Canada.
Wow, you're full nationality here. <in this line. laughs> Yeah, absolutely multicultural church. Yeah, I know most of our members are Filipino, but we also have brothers and sisters from many different countries worshiping together here. The world divides people. It separates us by nationality, skin color, education, and money. But I want to say something clearly today. That is not who we are. I often say this in the beginning of the worship service. I believe it with all my heart. The moment we worship together in this space, we are all children of God. We are all family in Him. It doesn't matter if you are a visitor or a longtime member. It does not matter where you are from. The moment we gather in His name, we worship together, we are one family in God. We do not share the same country. We do not share the same blood. But we share the same faith in Jesus Christ. And the faith in Jesus Christ, is what makes us one. This is exactly what Paul says in Romans 4:16-17. The promise comes by faith, so that it may be a gift, a grace available, not just to just one group, but to all who believe. Finally, let's look at John 3:16-17. These are perhaps the most famous verse in the entire Bible, and for good reason. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. The law brings judgment. When we are measured by what we do, we all fall short. None of us is good enough on our own. But God did not send Jesus to judge us. He sent Jesus to save us. And the door to that salvation is faith. Whoever believes in Him, not whoever is the smartest, not whoever is the richest, not whoever comes from the right country, whoever believes. That word, whoever, includes every single person in this room today. So my brothers and sisters, we have become one through faith. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we are counted as righteous. Through faith, we have become one family right here in this church. And nothing in this world can take that away from us. So my prayer for you today is this. May you have a faith like Abraham's. A faith that obeys. A faith that moves. A faith that trusts God even when the road ahead is unknown. May you not only receive God's blessing, but may you become a blessing to the people around you. I want to bless you to be the blessing in this world. May your faith make this world a little brighter and lead others to the grace and salvation that only God can give. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of faith. Thank you for calling us just as you called Abraham and for counting us as righteous through our belief in Jesus. Help us to trust you more deeply each day. May our faith be real and active, seen in how we love one another and how we serve this world. Use us as a blessing to others. Bind us together as one family in you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.